Please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
They do an elementary school.
What's that?
Pledge.
Oh, that goes. This goes with that Navistar.
Hey, we're gonna be able to buy something next door up there, okay?
That's the actual receipt, so you can, you know, you can look at it, put it with each one.
You just did that on a truck.
All right. Can I have the roll call, please?
Present.
Councilor Horning.
Present.
Councilor Ethan Novak.
I'm here.
Supervisor Burns.
Present. Fantastic. We will move on to the public comment period. I know we only have one visitor, so I'm not even going to grab the list. Mr. Rosinski, please.
Hey, I did sign that.
Give one to the supervisor, please.
Thank you.
Nice big writing. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the only reason I can do it. Okay. The reason I haven't been around lately is because I can't stand to sit there and not be able to say anything. Okay. I got a couple things here to deal with veterans. Anyways, my first one is that when we passed the town law relative to senior exemption, we only opted for point A. Point D allows veterans who are receiving disability benefits to not count that towards their wages or their income. And I'm asking the board to look at that and to look at implementing section D. I'm going to tell you what. It's going to involve next to nothing because the threshold's so low anyways that it's really not going to have any effect on other people having to pay taxes. So I'm asking you to look at that. Okay. Second thing is I'm looking at the board to look at renaming Merrill Park. Dr. Merrill was a respected pillar of the town parish, and this request does not lose sight of his accomplishments and his dedication to the community. When researching the reason the park was named after him, there is no record that can be found to explain why or when. Now, I've been trying to deal with the town historical society, and they keep telling me they're going to get back to me because I was trying to find out if Dr. Merrill was a veteran or whatever the case may be. The fact that someone said that he donated the property is not so. The property was bought by the JCs, donated to the town, and then for some reason the town sent it to the county, and the county sent it back to us. And so anyways, the town does own it now. So I've got two suggestions. One is to keep Dr. Merrill in there, the Merrill Veterans Memorial Park, or the Town of Parrish Veterans Memorial Park. I just think it would be appropriate to honor our veterans in this community with the park being named after veterans and possibly keeping Dr. Merrill's on there. In fact, I wouldn't even call it Merrill. If I was going to do it, I'd call it Dr. Merrill. I think it's a slight against him would just have, just have that back there. Okay. So that's there. The next thing is that we, Robin and I, had looked at this military banners program, and it sort of fell through the cracks. So I'd be willing to take the task on. The thing is, you have to have at least 30 people to sign up for it. And there was some controversy about the polls and everything else. My suggestion is if the town gives me approval to pursue it, that once we do it, that I would hang the posters down at the park on the fence. Plenty of room, a place to honor all veterans in one place. And then I think it might also draw people to the park. So, anyways, Having said that, I've given you a copy of the program, the banners program. It pretty much explains it. Probably the biggest hurdle is to get 30 people, you know. But if you do that and you get 30 people, I plan on putting it on our Facebook page, getting people to come to me and tell me if they're interested or not. So, Mr. Supervisor,
yes, sir.
All I have. I thank you for your allowing me to speak to this all-star group.
Is this like a sample of the banner?
It's a sample. If you go through Oswego or Central Square,
yeah, town around here.
Oh, Mexico is another place. These things are really nice. You know, they show a picture of the veteran and then their time frame that they were in the military. It's very, very nice. The one over in Mexico is very, very well done. The one in Oswego, like the one in Oswego, is 2 years behind. You can't get in on it. My dad's a World War II veteran. I'm trying to get him over there. 2 years before you can even apply again.
All right. So what I suggest we do is we look at this stuff because there's numerous items in here. Mm-hmm. We bring it back next month. We can place it on the agenda. We'll give everybody time to think about it. And then I can put some of those things on the agenda and we can discuss what Mr. Ruzinski has brought before us. Works well?
That's all I'm asking for. I'll give a copy of this to Kelly too.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Take the ball.
Okay. So.
Would you like a copy,
Mr. Clint?
Yes, sir. We will do that and that will give everybody time and we'll place it on the agenda. We move on to the supervisor's comments. I do have some this evening.
You always have some.
I did not last meeting. Always a big word. All right. So, since our last meeting, I attended a budget roundtable webinar given by AOT, and I've been busy working on the 2024 budget. I will discuss this later on in the agenda. Angie has been busy working with the New York State Retirement System on upgrading us to the enhanced reporting system, which is a requirement as of 12/31/23. She completed this upgrade this month. Along with her normal duties, she is currently working on assisting the court clerk with going over the past justice court records. I want to take this time now to thank our town attorney, Bob Gannett, and his staff for all their hard work in the past couple of months. Kelly Reeder also put in a lot of time as well. But with Bob, I was able to see Bob work in person, and I want to say that I was impressed. So thanks again, Bob.
You're welcome.
Finally, I am proud to say that the town of Parrish has won the case against the past supervisor and await the payment of monies that are due back to the town of Parrish taxpayers. That ends my supervisor's comments. Any counselor comments?
I'd just like to also thank Bob and Kelly and you for the time put in and going to the deal and the town board for pursuing this and maybe setting a precedent that it's our constituents' money and it's theirs. And great job, everybody.
Thank you. Any other counselors? Okay.
It's all been said.
Thank you, then.
I have none either.
I'm going to move on the agenda, then, to approve the minutes of the 8/17/2023 regular meeting. Robin and Gary, any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed and abstained. Fantastic. Department reports. I did not have time for the CEO ZEO, but it is probably in my box. I forgot to look in it before I came in.
It's in there.
It's in there. Thank you. I will read it. I asked for it the other day, but like I said, we were busy in court. So here it goes. Building permits year to date, 60. Building permits were 8. Fire inspections, 2. Violations year to date, 35. Violations is 1. The building and property maintenance inspections are 22. C&Os are 7. Condemned property 1 and 1 permit renewal. For the month of August, I've been busy with building inspections and complaints. I also spoke with a judge and we'll be setting up a time to meet for properties to go to court. I've spoken to Dollar General several times regarding a water issue. They are now going to address it. I will be attending training classes on September 26th and 27th in Syracuse regarding code enforcement. I also have been busy with the Mirabito gas station, with the contractors, and with inspections. This project is progressing nicely. I've spoken with several realtors regarding properties and also interested buyers for property. That is the code enforcement officer. Sorry for having a hard time reading that. He was yelling at me.
Is there an estimated time to reopen the Mirabito?
I believe it's either March or April, but I can't confirm that. And that would be a good question for Will. I think that's what the original estimate was at the right. beginning. And
I'm just curious.
Maybe John Dunham could answer that being on the planning board.
It started to be September, but it's way late. So
okay.
You'll never get it.
No.
Okay, we will move on then. Chief.
One vehicle fire, 19 EMS calls, one group license, four hazardous condition, three service calls, total calls for month 33, 70 hours 14:58, 8 hours 72:41, mileage is 192. Weeks late required, one standby, twice to the scene. Weeks late given, zero standby, twice to the scene. Weeks late, 12 weeks late calls of two. Company hours 1 hour 26 minutes. Man hours 4 hours 26 minutes. Mileage is 24. Went to Hastings twice. Total calls for the month of 35. Company hours 16:24. Man hours 77:07. Mileage 216. Training hours for month 8. 145. Mileage 0. FYI, we are 22 calls behind last year. 77 calls ahead of our most calls behind. Our most calls in 2021 was 4839, so it's only end of September.
So you've been busy, is what you're saying.
But we're a little behind. That's good, isn't it? Better to be ahead of what we've.
Oh.
Well, no, that just means we only got 22 more calls, and we'll be tied for next.
Gotcha. All right.
We'll have that.
I had it backwards.
We'll have that in the middle of next month.
Right.
And gotcha. For 2021, we'll probably have that by November.
Any questions for the chief?
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you once again for you and all your members' work. We will move on to the highway. George.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I've been working on finishing up all the washouts and culvert replacements, paving from the July storms that we had and where we lost the culverts and so forth and washouts, and we've got them about buttoned up. Winding down, I guess, for a lack of a better phrase, getting ready towards wintertime, getting things buttoned up. I know that's a scary thing. It's a scary thought in my mind also. I'm not ready for it, no, rather I ever will be. But
did we ever get the tally on how close we were to CHIPS funding over?
I don't have that with me, but okay. I do have it. Because actually the last of it came in yesterday, I believe.
Okay.
It could have been the day before. Yesterday, the day before. So I don't have.
Remember, we talked about the 284. Did you happen to know where?
I don't know. We're really close. So I look everything over. It's really close.
All right.
It's not a whole lot of difference.
Do we have to do an amendment on that so there's a record of it?
We should. And I discuss it, but without knowing the numbers, that we can't do anything yet.
I didn't have the numbers at that time.
Right.
I just got them, and I will go over them and have. I'll have to you on Monday.
Okay. Like I said, just so I know, we talked about it, and I just
got to get it. The other thing I did, I worked with me and Nate Metcalf worked with Jim on our new budget, and that seemed to go pretty well, I thought.
Yes.
We had a few good suggestions, and Jim had a few good ones, and I think it's all going to work out well.
We will see where it goes. Everything will be good someday. Anything else for George? Anybody have any questions for him? And we also received delivery. You guys signed the vouchers for it.
On the new truck. I meant to mention that. Yep. We haven't drove it yet, but it's here.
Okay. So we have a new plow truck, which is something great for Parrish. We don't get a lot of new equipment. And so it's something good that we're starting to start buying things for the highway department where it's desperately needed.
I do have something else along that line that we can discuss during our budget meeting, or propositions. Tires. I don't know if Gary's having them. We can't get tires. Yeah. We cannot get tires.
Yeah.
We've ordered a bunch of them, and I've called Binghamton, Buffalo, Albany. Gary's probably got a further outreach than I do. And they're just not available for our trucks. Not available. And they claim it's going to get worse.
We've been saving them up the old trucks.
I don't have old trucks to do that with.
Yeah. Our old trucks are the...
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the issue with tires?
The
supply
oil,
chain.
The oil and supply. Oil. Yeah.
They're just too expensive, so they just don't want to make them?
They can't keep up. They can't keep up with it. Demand.
Between the demand, the oil problem, and help. The tire plants are in the same position as everyone else. And that's what that is.
All right. Well, keep trying. That's all we can do if we don't have tires.
Do our best. That's all we can do. There's many other things out there that you just can't get. It's just amazing. I would have never believed it in my life that we would be in the position we are.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else? All right. Thanks, George. We will move on to the Tug Hill Circuit Rider Report with Paul Baxter.
Good evening. You got my report in front of you there. The key points there, there's nothing new to report about the status of wildlife management area payment legislation. I continue to track that even when you weren't here. There's nothing also new to report on salmon restoration for the Little Salmon River.
Are they still working on that?
We're tracking it. There are people that are working towards, yes.
Okay.
The big obstacle is dam removal, and I know discussions continue to go on about that.
Is that due to the private owned dams?
Yes.
Okay. I know the one in Mexico actually does the private.
Yeah. Owned, so. If people don't want to remove them, then we've got an obstacle there to get the salmon restored. Results are now out on this spring's local leader survey, which is something that Jim filled out and Kelly filled out as town supervisor and the town clerk, and the highway superintendent got a copy of that. And basically the key people like that in town get those surveys. And it's basically a report card is graded by our local officials on how we're doing. I gave you a copy of the most recent Tug Hill Times that gives you all the results there, and some of them are recapped on the sheet here as to we're rated well for our programs being important to the area and being effective for the area. And more extensive results are available on the Tug Hill website. Invitations went out recently for the Tug Hill Commission annual dinner on Thursday, October 19th at Tailwater Lodge in Albion. It's something that they rotate around the region for the different years we've had it, and this year it landed in Oswego County at Tailwater. On page 2 of the Tug Hill Times is a copy of the invitation. Everybody should have mailed one. If anybody still needs one or needs a response card, I've got extra copies of that.
These go to all councilors? Oh.
Yes.
I got one that's on my agenda, and so we'll discuss it as well. I didn't know if they got them personally. Like, so
every town board member, Kelly should have gotten one. Paula, I think that Bob would have gotten one of those. Everybody we have is, as a local official, the highway superintendent, of course, got one as well. Planning board got them. So, and we'd love to have as many people there as would like to go, especially when it's so close to you this year. So,
well, considering, yes,
I say we have our meeting there.
Yeah.
No, can't do that. We can move our meeting, but let's talk about it later.
And the only other thing I had is that USDA is holding a forum on Thursday, September 28th. I gave you a copy of the flyer on that. And of course, you know the value of USDA as a funder for your capital projects, including construction and equipment. Well, they're having an open forum on the USDA on assisting with community projects and equipment. So if you're interested, it will be right the road at JCC. And that's all I have for you for tonight.
Any questions for Paul? Okay, we will move on. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay. We move on to old business. The first item is the Merrill Park fencing. As you guys received the vouchers and are signing them now, the Merrill Park fencing is complete. They put in a couple of new pieces, the horizontal pieces, one up top, a couple on the sides. They came in with their estimate and it was right on. So it's exactly what they said they were going to charge us. And and I think it was a 20-foot pipe, but I'm not sure, but it was exact. So it's all done and complete. And so that fence project is done. And now everybody playing tennis and pickleball will no longer have to chase their balls around because that one fence wasn't there. So maybe we'll get some more people using it.
Yep.
So that ended that. Any questions on the fencing? All right, we'll move on to the park playground equipment with Gary Wood and Doug Houghton. Gary, any?
Well, we got it. It's ordered. It's coming. You know the dates when it's coming.
Yes.
Did we get the?
The benches get in.
The benches, but I don't know if the. You said something the other.
We did not install them yet.
Right.
The two have to go on the ground.
Right.
The other two, myself and Doug, have not put out yet. I have not had a chance to go out and buy. Lengths of.
If you want them out, tell me.
I know. I will. Yeah. I said I haven't had enough chance.
If you want time. Me to put them out, tell me.
Well, I was going to get the chain.
I'll get the chain.
You want the chain too?
The hardware.
Okay. If you'd like to do that, go right ahead. Get two locks. If you can get the locks with the same key, then we will have those done, and that is good.
Now they said what around the first week of October, somewhere around there.
They're shipping it the first week of October.
So maybe the second week or so.
And in fact, I checked my email today, and they confirmed that as well. Again, it hasn't changed. It's in between October 2nd and 6th. I don't know how long it takes to get here.
So I told Greg, so I figured toward the end of the month, I'll talk to him about this problem.
It'll be close.
When are we getting the container?
I was hoping once they gave me a shipping date, but I may just order it because it's, you know, I called the Verity up and they are cheaper than the company I was going with in Oswego.
Mm-hmm.
So Verity, they just need 3 days to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was hoping to get it close because it's only good for a month. I don't want to go 2 months if we don't need it for 2 months. So I'm trying to get it as close as we can. And it may next week take a call to them and see how long it normally takes to ship. And when they plan on installing it, because just because they ship it does not mean it's going to get here and not sit here for 2 weeks. So I really got to get it here for when it gets here.
Thinking maybe when you pick up the chain, Doug, do you think you could grab a roll of caution tape and a couple of those, small tin steel fence posts that we'd be able to pound in to tape off that playground once we do the grading?
I probably have got them that you can take.
Oh, do you have some?
I have the stakes. And I do believe I have the caution tape.
In fact,
I have the caution tape because I have some person.
Right. And you know the little stakes I'm talking about.
There may be those stakes in that in the park where they store the lawnmower.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, there could be some.
Could be. I haven't looked there.
It doesn't matter. I got some too. So.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Somewhere we'll.
Just not because it gets off once they start working out or doing.
Right.
Come on to it. Just keep the people
if
out
you need the key for that, I have the key to the park. It's in my office.
You have my keys.
You have
you mean the ones on the white? Those are your keys?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
They're up in my office.
Okay.
I couldn't remember where they came from, but I knew I had them.
You didn't take your Prevagen this morning, did you?
I did, but it was all worn. It was all worn out this morning.
Yeah.
I marked them Merrill Park so I knew what they went to. So
at least you got that part. There's hope.
Yes.
Basketball backboards and stuff. Yes. They're in your garage, right?
They were delivered. They're in my garage. I know Doug Houghton once again was going to
come up with a mounting program.
Nobody said anything to me.
Okay. Did you take your beverages?
No, I forgot to.
Okay. Anyways,
it's tiring working with you old guys, I'll tell you.
Doug, we need mounting plates.
Being one of them.
Well, why don't you guys put your heads together and figure out what you want, and then tell me, and I'll get them.
Well, that's what we don't know what you can make. You were talking about making.
I can make anything.
Well, we don't know what's there. You know,
draw the poles.
I don't either.
They're all pipes, right?
You guys got it.
But they're all pipes coming out, right?
Yeah.
Round pipes come out.
And then comes out through a bracket.
But the pipe coming out, we can shear all those pipes out, right? And weld.
All you gotta do is tell me what you're gonna do.
The plates are there. Me and Doug were down there. You're probably gonna bolt. I would assume they will bolt.
But that was, I was told that each one was different.
Two of the plates that's there, yes.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Well, that's why I have the hoops. Not we have the hoops and the backboards.
Yep.
So if I give somebody one of them, they can look at it and tell me what they want to build with it.
10-4
No, I believe that's a standard bolt pattern besides.
5-inch, yeah.
I believe. Well,
on this one, it's that.
We can't go on guesses.
I didn't take my brother. I could be wrong.
The invoice said 5-inch, so.
It was
when we ordered them. They let us know that the hoops that I originally ordered, they said would not match, would not go with those backboards. So they give us the hoops that would go with them.
It could be a different.
So the salesman was good enough to catch that, and he said, "I'll send you the hoops that go with those backboards." So they are a matching set, as he said.
And when they arrived, it was a mess because it was originally sent to Doug's house.
Yeah. And it didn't go there.
It didn't go to Doug's house because they couldn't find it.
Imagine that.
So they ended up in Merrill Park, and I just happened to get the phone call saying, "Hey, I'm here with a delivery." And luckily, Doug was here at the office, and I said, "I'll be right down." Luckily, I was here in the office at 2:00 in the afternoon. No prior phone call, no nothing, just a call, come get it. Because once again, it's a trucking company, and the trucking company leaves it on the truck. Right. If they use their lift gate, it's $175. So we had to take unpackage what they were from the, unpackage them, put them into my truck, and I just took them home because I had to be somewhere else that day at 3:00. And Doug had somewhere to go as well. So luckily it worked out, but it was a hectic mess. And Doug did one.
So once we get that figured out, get how we want to bolt them. Well, what you think we need?
Once I figure it out.
Yeah, get figured out. We got to get a hold of because remember, Craig. That he can get the county so we can use our bucket truck.
Right.
So once we find out when we
want to do that. I don't need my provision for that.
Yeah, that would be. So once we got a date, we just got to let Craig know and then go from there with the county.
That would be very handy.
Oh, yeah.
And the welder, they're going to weld them too, aren't they?
But that's what he comes up with. If it's a bolt program, then.
Right. Bolt. If we need a welder, they offer to weld it, correct?
So okay. Hand lift and everything. So if that's still true, good.
Yep. Okay. Anything else on that? All right. We'll move on to the Merrill Park security cameras. I know at the last meeting we discussed it and somebody was going to look it up. Robin was.
So getting a hold of this company directly without going through a chat feature is proving to be a bit of a challenge. So I went directly to the distributor, which would be Best Buy, who told me they don't have them. They did in fact have them. It's just not an item that anybody's ever ordered because we have Wi-Fi locally. And I don't mean just like Parrish, but I was up in Watertown. So there's not a huge call for this locally. These are similar to a trail cam. They're really meant for farmland, for places that are far away from the house where the Wi-Fi is not going to reach, i.e. our park. They do come with multiple ways to access the data. You can program these to come on at 6 p.m. and turn off at 6 a.m. or however we want to run them. They can be accessed by a cell phone app. We can also acquire, I think for $10 a month, 10 photographs per month. They have different tiered packages. What else? They're battery operated and they do come with their own SIM card. So you do not have to go through Verizon or whomever.
And it looks like they got a solar charger on the top. So.
Each one has a different SIM card.
So yes.
That's another channel.
So yes.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty nice little unit. They only had one in stock and I sort of checked it out. They're expensive. They're $299 a piece. It isn't.
Right.
And I didn't go searching the internet for a better price. Right. I just like, let's get the information.
Right.
And I'm sure if we held off until, the day after Thanksgiving, we could probably get them for a song. It's just how that stuff operates. Right. But I do.
Okay. Very well. You get them.
So that is just one example, one brand. There are a couple of them out there.
I think pretty much a similar type thing that are says no Wi-Fi necessary. So yeah, you can download them with an app. And,
yeah. What I did like is that I could go to Best Buy and order them. If we have a problem, there's the Geek Squad and there's handing the box back to them and saying this isn't working right versus going through
the internet where it's knows wherever.
I mean, I've returned plenty of items through the internet. I you really don't have that many problems anymore, but still having a physical place to go back to is reassuring.
I think that's a good.
So what you're saying is this all has to go through a company to get, you're talking 10 pictures.
Right. And you would be going through that company.
Okay. Can we do all of our viewing without them?
I believe so, yes. I didn't print that's off. Important. Right. I don't have access to a printer. Best Buy printed that off for me. But on the webpage, they have all the different plans. And I can go to the library up at Fort Drum. If we're serious about this one, and I can print off the instructions, the
You can always come to my office and do it.
That's the company name.
I'm reading it upside down. It's Volster.
Okay. Volster, yep.
Yeah, Volsker.
Yep. Well, how many were we planning on getting? Three? Two?
I was thinking three.
One towards the bathrooms?
Yeah, one toward that building out back.
One towards
one at the entrance gate.
One at the first pole out in the parking lot so you catch anybody coming in or whatever. And one at the towards the playground equipment, correct? Right. That's I believe we discussed that.
And we could have it run nonstop all day long and use up the SIM card, or we could just turn it on through specific times of the day because we're looking for people breaking the rules. We're not there to catch a kid falling off a slide,
right?
Which brings me to my next question with our lawyer here. Now we have security cameras up. And something bad happens where the security cameras should be on, even though they're only on, let's say, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., but it happens at 5. A young girl is, raped or something terrible happens and it's not caught on camera. Are we liable because we have security cameras on this public property for public safety?
I can research it, but I don't think so.
Okay.
There's security cameras everywhere.
Right.
And, something happens, they're going to be suing, 30 different poles.
Yeah.
So I don't think so, but I'll make sure.
Okay.
Can we run those 24 hours a day?
We could. They're motion detected.
Yeah, they might work like the one. I just got some for the house, and they're actually on my phone now.
Yep.
But you can get them for the recording part that they only record, say you only want to record at night. Or you only want to record when there's an event, and it's got, they can be motion activated, human activated, or just a vehicle activated. There's three different types of activation that will trigger them, and they actually have tracking. They will follow.
Mine will not track, and I don't believe those will track.
If those are up big enough, where you could probably put them up with a extension ladder up high enough so nobody can reach it or monkey with them.
We have some at home too, but ours are, and I was funny you said that. Because I do know they make them, and if I'm not mistaken, it's not much more, as he said, to get the ones that are motion. They kind of follow what's going on. We didn't for at home, but I do know they make them, and as I recall, it wasn't that much more to get that option.
But again, if you got people coming in and out of the park all the time, stuff, you don't want this camera following everywhere.
Right? Yeah, it's good.
You look at that focal length.
Yeah, it's pretty
by
wide.
By the time you is out
of, it's got a big wide.
You shouldn't have to have.
Yep.
And if they're motion sensitive, then you can run them 24 hours a day, and they're just sitting there sleeping.
Right.
Until somebody wakes them up.
Right.
So that would be a good thing.
Does snowstorms in the
other weather? Proof.
I mean, yeah, but does the motion of the snow coming down set them off?
Camera caught it one time.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but these I hope are better.
What are you suggesting we do, Robin?
If this is something that we're in agreement that we'd like to go down the path, I will go and print off much more information and make sit in my office on the stupid chat mm-hmm. feature with somebody and see if they can't email me questions like motion. Although that should be on the website.
Yeah, we really, like I said,
we probably don't need motion right. because there'll be it, when it's working. So
you're talking you want these motion sensor to
activate, right, to activate but not follow.
Not follow.
See what I'm saying? A, right, we don't need to
by
follow.
By the time, if you look at that focal length, it is so broad.
Yeah. So this you're talking about $600, maybe $30 a month, $20 a month, whatever, if it's $10 right. for each camera, if you wanted pictures.
Right.
If you don't want pictures, it don't cost you nothing.
Right. I'm curious if you...
just download the app on the town phones.
The questions I have and Best Buy didn't have, so the camera's on and somebody goes and turn, you know, there's motion. And I have the app on my phone. Am I getting a notification?
You can.
I mean, I'm
pretty sure you can.
Right.
Mine you can't do is you can turn it on or off.
Right.
If you want a notification, but.
But so
on I don't mine, want notifications.
Or you can get on to it
well,
and it has nice. Events.
Right.
So it will record an event and you can go back and look at the event. Right.
Just
so,
court and, record and
that's
be
actually.
Nice if you could get it. So it would tell your computer if you could store it there as an event.
Oh.
So like on mine. My current at home, it's Blink, but it's the first Blink system through Amazon, and it will record little 10-second, 30-second mm-hmm. clips all day long, yep. and at the end of the day, there's only so much storage. At the end of the day, I look, I'm like, oh, look, no one robbed my house, delete,
yep.
and I delete them all.
Yeah,
I don't know that this system works the same way, and that's a question I'd
that's
like
to ask.
The
same as the way mine works, too, the same thing, you can delete the, I mean, you go 3 days or 2 weeks, and then you can go in and delete if you haven't had
right.
And what our thing is, if we got the cameras up there, we're not going to want to go back and check every event unless we go down there and, hey,
right.
somebody spray painted the building or this. Now we see damage. Okay.
Now let's you want to go back.
Go back and look and see.
And you hope you know?
But
you
that's
can,
what the SIM card's for.
You catch. Hope that you can get close enough to say,
yeah.
get a license plate number.
Well, or we run that test. We put the camera up there and I'll drive in with my car. Can you see Robin's license plate? I'll go back with my soda can and throw it at the side of the bathroom. Could we see
right. no.
that action?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Right.
We have to put the cameras where they can where they're useful.
So you're gonna be talking
mine, you only get one shot.
Since $700 mostly, you know, you're gonna be $100,000, you're gonna be for security for what we're
right.
investment.
We're talking buying them for $300 a piece, so there's $1,000, just say. $900, and then you're gonna spend another $1,000. What's it cost a month? Did you say?
Oh, $10. If you wanted pictures,
oh, $10 to $30 a month.
Okay,
if
so
if you want pictures,
right? So
if you don't want pictures, it ain't gonna cost you nothing.
It doesn't cost you a thing.
You got the app downloaded on your phone. It don't cost you nothing.
But if you would, if you can check to see if we can get it on
right.
the town computer, right. having it on individual phones is good. But you're going to want a central viewing
somewhere,
right?
Yes.
And even if we can't have it on the computer, can I, like on mine, my neighbor's dog always comes and poops right in front of my door. It cracks me up. So I send her pictures. Go get your dog pooping in front of my door again. So I can send her my clips. Can I do that with this system? Because then I can send it to the computer.
Probably whatever you got on your phone, you can forward to your computer.
Right.
You can forward it from.
I could forward my Blink stuff. I don't know if I can with this.
Yeah,
so that's, I want to ask
a question.
That. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Good idea. Good deal.
All right. I will come prepared next week with far more information. This seems to be what we're looking for.
Yeah. So we're all in agreement with that.
Yeah. I
continue your research and bring it back again.
Will do.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
For your work. Okay, next item. Everybody should have received the audit of the supervisor's 2022 records that was performed by Laird Petrie, Robin, and Gary. Did you receive them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't have my mites at home.
Okay. What I need is a motion to accept the audit of my records done by Laird, Robin, and Gary Wood. Can I have a motion for that?
I'll second that.
All right, any discussion on that?
Keep up the good work.
Hearing none, seeing none. Can we vote to accept that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. The next item was the update of the hazard mitigation local plan. I put this on the agenda, hoping that I would hear something from them. I have not. We're all were in attendance. And I apologize because it was very lengthy. It was long, but I think we're close to being done.
It was informative, though.
And it was informative, yeah. but it was long. It was tiring, you know. Everybody left.
The bottom line to me was about that is, Parrish doesn't have a whole ton of infrastructure that needs.
We don't own
right,
buildings.
That, you know, you're going to have FEMA-type disasters with, you know, right. It's more or less things that are happening are going to be happening more than just Parrish is going to be. It's just more how can
it's
we
a,
participate.
It's a widespread event instead of a small event, yes. I agree with that.
Mostly everything, and I think the biggest thing out of that I got was we really need to discuss and concentrate maybe this year's budget and stuff about a reserve budget or something toward the for the fire department for a generator.
Well, they're going to work on that, I believe.
Yeah, we're working on an updated estimate.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a grant, right, that you were going to get? Or
well, the county may even come. Who knows? They seem like they were all, you know, that was a county thing. That wasn't. I don't know personally. I don't know if the town can purchase that for a corporation.
No,
it's okay. Yeah. It's not.
Really. Yeah. So okay. It's kind of, yes.
It's independent. Plan. Okay.
Yes. So, but.
We need some pancake breakfast.
No, we're not.
Any other questions? Like I said, as soon as I hear something, I will let everybody know. But I appreciate your guys' time because we did have an awesome number of people there. Some towns may only have one or two. So they were actually impressed with that. If you guys didn't notice that, they were really glad that, and they've been through half the towns already. So we did good. We're always doing good here. So awesome. Anything else on that? All right. The 2024 constable employment agreement. I have copies for you. I didn't want to throw them in your box because I knew what would happen. Yes. Now that we all have access to the place. Nothing has changed. The pay rate is the same, $22.50 an hour. And so none of this has changed at all. It's the same thing as last year, except the date changed. I spoke with Mike Wood, and it looked really good, like the last one. You want to have time to look it over? I will give you that time.
Nothing's changed. I'm good with it.
I don't think it's necessary.
Is there any questions on it? Looks like Doug Houghton's going to read it, which is good. Take your time and look it over.
Well, thank you very much.
Wow. We still got the same board
it
anyway.
Says January.
Right. And it's but I mean, they could slip something in. I didn't catch anything. But
I just pardon me. Yeah. I just want to know what I'm saying yes to.
Right, and you should. I mean, you really. I mean, they could have slipped something in. I doubt it, but it's good. I didn't find anything that was out of the ordinary. Let me know when everybody's done.
I'm done.
Done.
Yep. Sure.
That didn't sound right. But well, yes. Okay. Not real bad. Can I have a motion then? If there's no discussion.
Sorry. A second.
What are you motioning to?
I approve the
Constables Association.
What are we talking about? Constables Association.
She's got to write it down. Yeah. She's got to write it down because it's a motion. So.
She's paying attention. She took her privilege in this morning.
Yeah, she was in the same boat I was in all day.
You're going to accept that as presented, right?
Yes. So it was Robin and Gary, I believe. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed and abstained. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. I will sign that and send it back to Mike Wood. Thank you very much. Is there any old business off the floor I did not add onto the agenda that somebody wishes to bring up at this time? Hearing none? Go ahead.
Were we anything more come about the bank and the historical society? And
that meeting is on Tuesday next week.
Tuesday next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. I will be meeting with them. They've sent over some information. Tug Hill has sent over some information, and I will present that to you. Actually, probably during one of our budget meetings.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So, anything else in old business? Okay, great. All right, let's move on to new business. Just so everybody's aware, I have been speaking with Pathfinder Bank, and they have a new account that is higher interest. Still the same.
Fire over.
Still the same flexibility.
I've been doing that with my money.
Right, and so that's what they're doing. They're going to do for me. I'm just letting you know, because it's with the same bank, still with Pathfinder, it will be up to 4.9 instead of 4.6.
Beautiful.
So that's where it will stay, and we will continue to make more money for the town.
Great.
We just completed, well, I almost completed today that transaction, except I was gone. So,
do you know how much interest we've earned so far?
I do not have that with me at this time. And actually, when it comes to next year's budget, what we have to remember when we set up reserve accounts, the money that are in each reserve account earns that interest instead of the general fund, because that's where the money would be. We'll take it from our fund balance and move it over to, just say we develop this reserve account.
Right.
So if that had $500,000 in reserve account, that interest stays in that reserve account, and that continues to go there instead of our general fund. So it takes away when you look at our revenues, but because we've jumped from 0.01 or whatever number it is up to four, you know, almost five, it will almost be the same in that we just have to watch our revenue account as it comes in the general fund and the highway fund. It won't be this big number because it will have to be moved with the reserves. And so that's where it will have to stay.
Yep.
Okay. So when we get to the budget, I'll explain, you know, we'll redo that as well. But that was just to let you know that I'm always trying to work with it and keep our money local as well as make money at the same time. Any other questions on that? Great. The next one is the Tug Hill Commission annual dinner. I didn't realize everybody else got an invitation.
I haven't gotten one yet.
You probably won't. You live on Voorhees Road.
That's probably
lost in the mail. But
I didn't either.
Didn't you? Paul, you're getting all that?
I have
mine right here, yes.
Yeah,
but
$60
per person.
You did.
And it includes a commemorative gift, according to this, for those that did not receive the invitation.
$50 bill.
It is on the same night as our meeting. So when we go to our meeting minutes, let me know if you guys want to change the meeting date or keep it. I mean, if nobody's going to go, we will keep our meeting. And the thing I have to remind you is we got lots of budget. It happens at a bad time as well. If we want to move meetings, we can't move it to a Thursday because I have got budget, you know, three meetings around it. So just keep that in mind. If anybody wants to go, they don't have to tell me now. Think about it till I get to the end of the thing. And we'll figure it out. I'd love to go, but if it's on a meeting night, I can't. You know, I'm not going to do that. So
that's what we pay more, right? We pay for it.
I believe the town would pay for your dinner, correct?
You can get reimbursed.
Right, you can get reimbursed.
I'll go up to Greaseville and pay for my own.
Yeah. So that's, like I said, that's something. give it some thought. By the time we get to the end, if we have to change a meeting, we will. But when you look at them, it's going to be hard.
What time is dinner?
What time?
5.
Starts at 5. So Paul says it doesn't have a time.
It don't be done eating time you've got there.
There's a video, then a social hour, and dinner starts at 7.
Yeah.
So you'll make it.
There we go.
So just so when we get to the end, let me know what you think. Anything else on that? Great. The 2024 budget news. Just to keep you guys aware, I've been working on the budget. Not the last couple of days, but I have been doing a lot of it. Looking at things, looking at ways to keep the numbers down and still continue Parrish moving forward. But just so you know, we will be working. I am working on it. My goal, and I'm going to say this out loud, my goal is to have a 0% increase this year.
Are we going to have budget meetings?
Yes.
When? We will have it. Every Thursday.
Yeah, when do we start?
You got a chart, right?
Yeah. Well, it's on this sheet as well in your agenda.
Yeah.
And it should start our budget. I have to present the budget, my tentative budget, to Kelly by the 29th, which is a Friday. So I'm trying to get it to her by the 28th. If not, I'm sure she'll be glad to come in and accept the budget from me. Sure. So October 5th, October 12th, we have a regular meeting the 19th, and then I have the 26th with a, if needed, one November 2nd. So the whole month of October is those meetings. And what I will attempt to do is do like we did last year, do the A account in one night. If we can, I will try to stop anything we do by 9 o'clock at the latest. And we'll just continue.
The last week of October.
You're out of town the last week? Well, like I said, if we can get it done like we did last year, we will be good. And if you miss the public hearing or whatever, you would have already been involved in it and put your little stamp on it. Like I said, my main goal.
I'm offended.
My main goal.
Say, it's got a big stamp.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Just put your big stamp on it. My goal is to be at zero this year, and I will do as much as I can to get us to zero with no increase. Or a 0.5% at the most. I really want to be at zero. Just for the simple fact that I think over the previous 4 years, the taxpayers were overtaxed, quite honestly. I mean, 30% over 4 years was a lot. And we're still, as a town, as of last year's budget and this year's budget, and when we get it, you'll see it, that we had a lot of money. Our fund balance continues to grow at a rate. And instead of the fund balance growing, we put it over here instead. You know what I mean? Because right. Parrish needs items. I mean, that's plain and simple. We need a lot of highway equipment. We bought more highway equipment in the last year than they have in the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years. So if I can get us to zero, and it's a goal. I mean, sometimes goals aren't achieved, but if I can get us to zero, I will certainly try to do that. And that is my goal, personal goal. So once I get done with the tentative budget, we'll move on. But I just wanted you guys to know that that's what I'm attempting to do. And over next week, I will attempt to get it done. I've talked to all the department heads already, so I know where the numbers are. I just got to put them in there and make sure that everything is copacetic and try not to, you know, mess up. But it will take some time.
You got this.
Yes, we will try. And then, like I said, we will go over it line by line. So if I hopefully make a mistake, somebody catches it from me. All right. All set with that. Any other questions on my budget? Great. Standard work day. We have a standard work day resolution once again. We are with Angie going over through the New York State Enhanced, which we're done. Everybody, a lot of towns haven't even come close to getting it done, but we're done and complete. But sometimes we run into these standard work days, and it's just the simple resolution that she has to post for 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Which means what?
Which means Kelly had to redo her stuff because she did not have ROA?
You have to do it every 8 years.
Record of activities, I believe, is what it is.
You have to keep a calendar for 3 months.
3 months calendar, so it knows how many hours. If you're an hourly employee, You have to write it down. You have to keep that. So,
yeah, but even if you're salaried. Yeah.
Right, even if you're salaried. So you have to keep how many hours. And so Kelly's in this resolution is 7.5. And it's just for the retirement system. It means nothing more than that. But she kept a record when she was here for 3 months. Does somebody want to look at that before they? I know you've seen enough of these lately. So, and you may be seeing more. It depends on how Angie works it out and who needs it. So I need to, I'm going to make this motion. I just need a second and then I'll read it. It's just going to say that it's 7.5. So I'll read it and then we'll do that. Sorry, because it's really kind of messed up here. Be it resolved that the town of Parrish 30195 hereby establishes the following standard work days for these titles and will report the officials to New York State and local retirement based on their record of activities. This is for Kelly Reeder Pettit, town clerk, 7.5, and the her record of activities result was 18.88. Angie would know more what that means, but that's what it is. Can I have a motion to accept that resolution?
I'll move.
So we have Gary. I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Just a matter of record. Thank you very much. We will move on. New business off the floor. Is there something somebody else wishes to bring up at this time? New business. Anything we haven't put on the agenda? Anything they want to talk about? Hearing none, seeing none. We will move on then. All right. Everybody good with that?
Yep.
Informational items. I received a letter from National Grid. I thought everybody should be aware, especially the people in the community. National Grid will be replacing 1.7 million electric meters and 600,000 gas modules across upstate New York. They're going to replace them with smart meters. So these meter deployments will begin in eastern and northern New York in 2024 and end in western New York beginning of 2027. We also let customers know that this gas module installation, there should be no disruption in service, and most electric meter installations will require an interruption in power, usually for less than 10 minutes, just so everybody's aware, and that's why it's an informational item. Anybody else want
to? We don't have gas meters up here, would we?
No, but they send that to everybody, right. So.
Yeah, that electrical meter, I'm not a fan of that, but.
Yeah, it's just going to be smart meter.
Controlling your meter is what it is.
Well, it's going to be sent to the World Wide Web.
But I got generators coming over.
You can't see it.
And that's why, just so everybody knows, when you see them around, that is their.
I got a generator that burns fossil fuel. We'll be fine.
Yeah. So just so everybody knows, they're going to be around and the community will know. Any questions on that? Okay, great. We will move on to the supervisor's report.
Yeah.
Everybody should have received this in their mail. Is there any questions on that?
I'll have to call.
Darn mailboxes. Would you like to see it, Doug, or did you have any questions at home?
I read it once.
Okay. Can I have a motion to accept my
I move.
Robin?
I'll second it.
Richard? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Aye. Abstained. Motion carries. Next thing we have on here is the transfers. I have one transfer this month. You guys already approved the voucher. These are the forms that we currently use for transfers. And if you notice, we'll keep a little better track of it. I have a board approved date on the bottom when we do transfers and a bookkeeper when she actually moves them. Because sometimes, even though we approve it, sometimes the bookkeeper, I don't tell her to move it or she doesn't do it. So now we will keep track of that as well. So when you look at this is going from our contingency account to our transportation other. And that carries the amount for Craig Pettit that we agreed last month to move over to him with Bob's approval.
Yeah.
And I got his approval and everything is good with that for the past monies that were due him.
Save a tree.
It's already spent. Want to draw pictures on it?
good people who play material.
Yes, it's good. Well, like I said, I just wanted people to, you know, to see what we're doing. And there it is. So can I have a motion to transfer from...
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Kelly, I'm going to give you this paper.
That's what they're approving is transferring those funds.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to ask for a motion for the General Fund A to approve the vouchers you guys all saw and signed. Vouchers number 162 through 189 for
$28,054.47. Richard moves. Robin seconds.
Yes, where did you come up, Gary?
Come up with it?
It says right there, $28,054.47.
Did you get an old one? Oh, yes. Okay.
You got one in there? Here,
take that one. He must have got an old one. We had to make an adjustment because I got the Atlas fence bill.
Oh, I'm only approving 24 now.
Well, you signed for 28, but if
yeah, but we didn't like that. So.
Just so you know. And so all these were printed out because we were going to court, and then you must have got an old one somehow, and I have no idea.
That's because you're old.
Sure. I have an old one too.
So the motion
works.
Was for $28,054.47.
Yep, Richard made it. Robin seconded.
Richard made it. Who seconded it?
I did.
Robin. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries. Now I need a motion for the Highway Fund DA to approve vouchers 103 through 109 for $10,380.91. Does everybody have that amount?
Yes. I'll move.
Second. Robin and Doug, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries. Next one is motion for the Highway Fund DB to approve vouchers 110 through 114 for $16,895.53.
I'll move.
Richard?
That's stereo, wasn't
who's going to second it?
I'll second it.
Doug.
Wow.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained.
That's why I was
the next distracted. One, and I am sorry if it's going to be voucher number one. If somebody has a 115, we had to move it because it's a new capital project.
Very confusing.
I know. Yeah. I need the motion for the Capital Project Fund H to approve voucher one for $234,000. Hang on one more time. $234,043.56.
I'll make that.
I'll second it.
Doug and Gary, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Thank you. That zero threw me off when I was trying to read it.
You said $234. I'm like,
I know. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Is that a Hot Wheel car?
Yeah, really.
On your agenda, there was a motion to enter into exec. We do not need to enter into exec. That has been resolved. So we will continue moving forward. Anybody else need anything going into exec for?
Yeah, I want to go home.
Atta boy, we're going to move on then. Future meetings.
Moving right along.
The Historical Society meeting is on here September 26th at the old bank building at 1 o'clock. Anybody would like, if they're off, can attend. Mr. Houghton and Richard, if you would like to attend. I know I'm sure Robin and Gary are working, but if they're not, they can attend as well. And then we get into our workshops. Next week, September 28th, is our reserves. Okay, remember we talked about reserves. Yeah. Now we actually have to set them up and put money in it, or at least put money in it and see which reserves I want to make. And then I will come back and write up those motions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So the following meeting, I can make resolved. You know, if we decide to put in five different reserves, I have to have five separate motions written up.
Yeah.
And everyone's a little different in the back of the comptroller's book. So once we do that, the meeting on that day should not take that long, but it could be discussed as where to put monies because we have monies we have to move.
Yep.
But that is all. Hopefully we discuss that night as reserves. Then October 5th starts our budget season. Everybody should have received a budget. I wrote a list up about what my plan is to discuss it. So the first one should be the A accounts. Second one should be the highway accounts. DA and DB. I'm sure George will hopefully attend as well as Nate, as Nate will be the next highway superintendent unless somebody beats him with a write-in vote, which could happen. But yes. And so that is that. And then we have our regular meeting on the 19th, and then October 26th, we have the final budget considerations. If everything goes well, we will do any changes if we need to for a half hour. I mean, it's just saying, hey, I need to move it here, here. It shouldn't take that long. And finally, 7 o'clock, we will have our public hearing. And after the public hearing, we will adopt the final budget. And as a last course additional date, if something goes wrong, I have November 2nd. We can always cancel the, you know, public hearing and move it to that date or whatever. It's just a fill-in date. Any questions on the schedule? It's very hard in October, but we have to do it to get our budget done. Any questions? Anything else?
Good luck with that.
With what?
Your budget.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm gonna try hard. Trust me. I just need a motion to adjourn now, then, please.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Aye. All those in favor?
Aye. If you get that budget to zero, that'll be the first time in quite a few years.
I'll talk.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't send
that even card. Makes me want to try harder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'll talk to Matt.
It's my goal, you know.
It's been up there for the last quite a few years.
That's my goal. I'm gonna try my best.
So I would like to get a good server account for a board.
It's something we really. I was hoping you were going to find me one out of your barn out there and put it up for auction.
Yeah,
you can't get new ones. Well, can't get new ones. Reynolds, we tried to rent one, but we can't get them.
There's nothing.
Thanks, Bob.
Nothing that auction. We had two Ford F-450 dump trucks that went for pretty good.
They're paying crazy money for everything because they can't get
it. Because they can't get it.
Because they can't get it. So they're buying whatever they get.
Our motors were ready to fall apart. I mean, center pins were shot. So one sitting there with a 621 with a phone. $25,000.
Yeah. Well, that's, I was telling George, I go.
Well, but if you look at the price of a new one, I was amazed when I started pricing these things out.